where we have to count heads to make sure we have a quorum. We need 80% of a quorum in order to convene a special members meeting. I think what we can
you
do
are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
To set up the confirmation of the people that are joining us by Zoom. Can everyone hear me? That's the icebreaker for which we're going to untrust. No. But am I audible without the microphone? Is it better or worse?
Okay.
So, I think what we're going to do, we're off the record now because we're waiting. If there are some questions behind the, what is our thought process for borrowing from the reserve? If you look at your proxy, you see in the letter with a control by our backing that everybody is aware of the downside of happening in the reserve. That it can be followed, you know, by a special assessment to build those reserves back up again, if in fact they're not paid off appropriately. So, what the board of directors has tried to do, aware of people are still paying special assessments from Irma, let alone Ian, and then all the renovation projects and everything else. I mean, everyone's over and not a special assessment. So we're trying to make this as painless as possible. But the bottom line is, one way or other, you're going to pay. Now, again, this is the most painless way to do it in the opinion of the board of directors, because as the year progresses, hopefully our loan will be a low-interest loan, and this will be applied for. We applied for a 20-year, 1.85% FEMA loan. That is about payments as possible. Now, what is the likelihood of getting those back figures granted? Very unlikely. The 1.85% is very possible, but the 20 years isn't. So more than likely, it will be somewhere between 3 to 7 years. Still better than having to come up with $2 million right now. That's the rationale behind going to the reserve funds and borrow, not all of it, just up to this $400,000 until we get a better hand. Now, if our loan comes through within the next 2 months, it'll be as painless. I mean, because our, you know, yes, it's going to be more than our current assessments, but the loan's got to be paid back, so you break it down. Probably add another couple hundred bucks per quarter per unit, right? If we have a special assessment, it'll be significantly more than that. The special assessment will most likely come in two lump sums. And the reason being, we've got to pay our contractors. I mean, we're still in pretty good shape. We haven't tapped, we've got $538,000 in our reserve account. Right? Our budget for the coming year, 22 budget, allocates another $140,000 to go into the reserve account. If we borrow from it, obviously we have to pay it back. By borrowing from the reserve, it buys us time to fine-tune the assessment. If we get the loan, we don't need the assessment. All we're going to do is jack up the quarterly fees so we can pay off the loan. If we don't get the loan or the loan's not coming for another 9 months, it's got to be a special assessment. People work, they want to get paid. We have to do this. And one of the big things, and talked about at the last meeting, this water surge destroyed the riprap around the property. I mean, look what it did to the marina. I hate to be a marina association owner now because those guys are going to pay and pay and pay. But it's our responsibility to put riprap along the edge of the marina. We are permitted for 10 feet all around the community, except along 600 and 500 buildings, and part of Twin Dolphins and they're in front of the pond for 26 feet. Riprap is expensive. And even if we spend what our marine engineer has told us, $450,000 to get a barge full of that and get it strategically placed. They just don't come and dump it. It's got to be done rock by rock to get it so it stays secure. I'm not sure that was done properly the last time they came in here in 2017 and just dumped a bunch out there. But knowing that it was not an adequate amount. But that said, there was a $20,000 special assessment back then, and I don't think people wanted to pay more than that at that time. So that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to make this as painless as possible for the community. But that said, and again, this is not said threateningly, but frankly, I mean, Board of Directors doesn't really care. If we don't pass this short-term borrowing, and again, Nancy, you're on the call, correct, Nancy? Nancy Taylor? But I think, Nancy had told us earlier.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press star 6
to unmute. We'll have the loan secured or the special assessments. You know, we'll have been issued and a significant amount will have been, replaced. Okay, now it's completely new. I hope that makes it clear. I kind of thought we made it clear at the last meeting that this is a rationale for borrowing from the reserves so that we could have a better handle on exactly how much the special assessment needs to be if we fail to obtain the loan in a reasonable amount of time. Now, people that were in Hurricane Harvey in Texas have told me they received the FEMA loan. It took 9 months for their first check to come in. We don't have loan. So even if we hold for the loan and it doesn't come for 6 to 9 months, we've got to pay our bills. The absolute worst case scenario, if we can't pay our bills, everybody gets a lien on their unit. Can't get a mortgage, can't sell it, can't do anything. So we've got to produce some money from someone.
And the reason it's $2 million is because we have a deadline that we had to apply bonds. So if it's only $15 million, and we are very upset, and you're looking to get to a loan, they don't have any money to do to the reserve and the things that you need to make this thing the way it was the day before the hurricane. So that's something fluctuating is not only the loan officer on the loan, and you can see from the numbers that we sent you yesterday, it's $2 million. And now it's down to $1.18 million. And that doesn't mean this is going to change every day because there are some things in there that we had to go by because of previous work done, so we've already done one. And it'll change a little bit. We're still waiting for contractors. They're 6 months out. They can't even come to give us a quote. And this is going to cost us. So the best of what we can do right now, this is another level of studio. They are tentative numbers. And we'll keep you posted as best we can.
The new air conditioner, some and a half ton air conditioner for here, is going to be about $18,000. For 7.5 ton. I mean, it's a big one. I've got one more supplier coming tomorrow. See if we can get a little better price on there, and I'm going to get an honest answer whether they can repair it, which will still be $8,000, or could we just replace it? I mean, it's like 15 years old. So it legitimately needs to be replaced. But that's one of the items that under the terms of FEMA, we could extract from that loan and pay for the new air conditioner for that wall.
Because there was no water line high enough on the air conditioner. As far as our insurance, the only thing they're going to cover is $9,000 in so far. Just enough to workshop that off. But we do have an attorney that will be a day to day thing, which is what's happening today. But it doesn't just come to things down.
And the answer to when you do a contact with your care, it's the same thing. Was it wind damage? And as soon as you say, no, it's water intrusion, like, too bad. I mean, they take the first floor living area, and that's what any water below that is. Any water damage to any structure below that is not covered unless you have some specific policy. I spoke with, and I give them credit because they contacted me. I had met with them here several times last October after being, he has been pretty good about following up. I had three different conversations with them, on Monday to push this thing further along. The only holdup is our not being able to secure a loan offer. Since that time, Tina has made the appropriate contacts, and that's been achieved. So hopefully now this thing will go for full. They want to help us. They want to give us money. At least this is what the people, the agents from FEMA will say. And we'll take it at 1.85%. I mean, I'd borrow that every single day.
I was asked about the riprap. We don't know when that would go in because the day after the hurricane, our marine engineer put in for the permit. No, it's going to take 3 months, 6 months. We don't know. But the minute it does go through, this is state agencies, federal, government agencies, and you have to do it. So it's not like we say, well, we don't need it for 2 or 3 years. It's not our decision.
We have way too much money invested in the seawall to take any chances. I'm going to remind people of this here. I don't want to get into the weeds on this one and point fingers.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press *6 to unmute.
Construction that was approved by not only the Terrell Marine engineer, but a third-party engineer had tiebacks going all around the property. And they had different, ways of doing it. Well, as it turned out, the only substrate that was appropriate that along Twin Dolphins. So they were able to use the auger and get in there and put the helical tiebacks, which were a lot cheaper. In 100 building, I mean, they put I-beams in there, transverse, I mean, it was much, much, much more. So in order to not come back with a subsequent assessment, how can we lower the price on this? They basically took the tiebacks off of, in front of, 600.
I have a plumber question, please.
Hang on. You can't interrupt there. Just excuse me. Hang on. You're out of order. So what's happened is, in order to offset that, the marine engineers did the calculations, and they added an additional riprap in front of 600. And they said, this is actually more secure. Well, now those big rocks, if you know it's walking around, typically people 500 and 600 building and look at it all the time. Those rocks are missing. And I mean, I know. I used to walk on the rocks to fish and stuff. But where's my favorite rock right there? It's gone. Right? So, we that needs to be taken care of. And as far as I'm concerned, that would be a priority. We have way too much money invested in the seawall to see it. And down at the end of Twin Dolphin, there's zero riprap. They never got any along their pool, and going down just about to their Greenland Eye, there is zero riffraff. Because we effectively ran out of money to do it. So much was allocated for it. Bulk of it went to the point. I think the marina people, even though there's riffraff, there's still spaces over there that don't have riffraff. We have to do that to protect the wall. Yes, sir.
Okay.
There's no minutes for this. We're off the record right now.
Everything
is what we're saying. This is because we don't have a quorum. And until we have a quorum, we can't record or do anything. Is there a quorum count?
Dave, we can't hear what's going on. It's Denise.
We'll have the audience grab a microphone. We're off the record now anyway, because we don't have a quorum.
So, Dave, this is Gary Laurent. I'm in the meeting by phone.
Okay.
I couldn't get in by the code.
Okay, let me ask everyone, can you, they can all hear me, right?
Yeah, it was hard to get, Dave, very hard to get in on the Zoom the way that was written. You couldn't just hit the button, so I think a lot of people had to call in and probably were having problems. That might be why we have the forum.
I would recommend in the...
Everyone that is on the call, have you submitted a proxy?
No.
The host would
like you to unmute your microphone.
Thank you, John.
You can press *6 to unmute.
This is Gary Laurent. I did not submit a proxy because I planned to be on the call.
Jay Krasusik, I also did not submit a proxy. I plan to be on the call.
No quorum.
Excuse me one second. How many do we have here on site now?
If anybody can hear me, this is Bob Spurl. I couldn't get in on the Zoom either, and I'm on the phone. I can hear what's going on. I believe I did submit a proxy, so.
Yes, this is Frank Resta.
What unit are you in? What unit?
11.
Yes, we have Frank. Thanks, Bob.
Hello, this is Frank Resta, 635. I believe I submitted a proxy. You can confirm that. If not, I can vote on the phone. I also want to recommend 10 minutes, a half an hour to send out. That's when the meeting should be emailed out also, besides the heads-up meeting like a week or two before because of the problems that we have. You lose the email or so forth, goes into spam. Needs to be sent out prior to the meeting of the day also.
I totally agree. I mean, it's very frustrating. It's hard to know how to pull it up. It doesn't come up. And then the way this Zoom was, when you hit it, it was one number too long. It just didn't work. So, fortunately there was a telephone number. But I know in 300 that we try to send it out the day of. We try to send the reminder out the day of.
If you could send it as a calendar invite, this is Love Green. Send the email as a calendar invite and don't put it into the PDF because people can't click on it. You put it in the calendar invite, it goes right into their email system and they can just click a button and do it.
All right, everybody.
That's really important.
Okay, Denise. Yeah, please
this is Mary Thielen, 212. I called in and I plan to vote on the phone.
Okay, this is what we're going to have to do. And I hate to do this, ladies and gentlemen, but this Zoom thing complicates things more, I think, than assists us. We're going to end up having to find out. I think we have enough to make a quorum. Otherwise, we've just all wasted our time. And we can't wait anymore. If we don't have a quorum at this meeting, we are not going to proceed with this, and we're just going to do a special session. Yes, ma'am. It should have been sent to you. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This Elise Payne was, we discussed, yeah, but you see, and again, you're one voice and one dolphin, and you see what opposition there was to even any assessment there. Can you imagine now we're going to come back and say, hey, we're borrowing $1.5 million, and guess what? You know, divided 176 ways, this is the way you have to pay it back. I mean, people are just buried in assessment, and we're trying to be sensitive, Mark. But I'm with you. If this thing doesn't pass the 8th, then let's just move on to the special assessment. And yes.
Dave, we have time after this meeting to be able to pull.
Dan, you're out of order. Go ahead, John.
Do a roll call now.
No. It is, yes, it's to borrow money from the reserve, not borrow money from the bank or from somewhere else. It's to take the money from the reserve, and I believe Tim Dalton did the same thing a couple months ago.
Denise Abram, 341.
Is that simple? Yes. Right. One more question, and that's it. What?
Can't hear. Cannot hear. Cannot hear.
Can't you mute them?
I am muting them.
I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just saying, if it were crystal clear like that, I'd say, okay, we don't know a lot of this. We don't know how much undermining along the walkway there exists. So anyway, we need to move on. We're going to get a head count, make sure we have a quorum, officially convene the meeting, and we'll count the votes, and we'll then proceed. So,
I've already got
everybody with a name over here. So name by name and find out if they have parking. I ask you to be patient, and I also ask you to keep the side conversations at a minimum because it's hard enough in here to find out what's going on with Zoom, taking care of this, checking texts on cell phones and whatever. So. Please, bear with
me. The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press star 6.
All right, I'm going to unmute everybody. I'm going to go one by one and ask you if you want to vote, and then I'm going to verify your phone number if you called in by phone. Denise Abram.
The meeting password followed by pound. You are in the meeting now. There are more than 20 participants in the meeting.
Phone number ending in 785. I'm trying to unmute you, or you can press star 6. Okay. All right, moving on. Paul Bolzano.
Hey, Brad. You did my 43. I vote yes. Okay. We got your proxy too.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Hold on. Here goes.
I'm going to have to do both. So.
It's not the accepted passcode. But everybody's saying nobody got it.
Phone number any 156. I did you correct.
You know what? It might be easier if you give the last four digits, because that's how people are used to looking.
I can't see the last four digits, Denise. I can only see the first four and the last three.
Okay, thank you. And what was that number again?
You're finishing, folks. Another couple minutes,
and we'll have it. Gotta go through that.
Okay.
Denise, you already went from minimal candidate to super.
Nancy
got the 4-year pick.
That's what I count, but that's without the ones on there. I got Zoom counts. I have 77, but that's with the Zoom counts. I didn't count all those. I gotta go through all the numbers. Much. I can do it, guys.
Someone else will count half of them or something.
I got to check in each off, and then I got to do a full count real fast.
I don't want to make sure we got 89 people.
I'm almost positive we do. I have 77.
That's just counting. How many people are on the phone?
Number of phone or the phone number?
Yes.
Can I call the meeting to everyone?
Yes.
Go ahead,
if you haven't filled out a
something over to you. Can you do that?
Okay, so, Jerry, you need some Bob White are going to count with us the last eight on the street. Assuming that it's favorable as I'm compiling them, which is so it will be. Let's answer any more questions that someone may have now officially.
Yeah, we have a couple of questions for Gary.
Hey, Bill, Dan. Okay, go ahead, continue.
I can answer that.
I did not hear the question.
Please repeat the question. Here, Bill. That's the way we need to do this.
All right, so I have actually three questions. The first is, with the security gate and the main entrance being repaired, is there an opportunity to incorporate RFID tag, which simply will go on your head, automatically open the door, utilizing calls for death and service?
Okay, let Latina answer your first question.
The $15,000 is going to be to repair the wiring that's underground in the farm. We have been talking about this RFID system, and although it's like a really good system where you pull up to the gate and you do the computer, and only companies we've talked to accept, and we don't know yet, we're still looking into it. But what they told was, there's the people that have these older systems that have stickers and such, you have to take the computer bill. So what they're having to do is they're having to keep the old system and they have to use it. And it's just using it as a
you guys know what happened when people shut it up.
We don't know yet, but that's as of today.
Yeah, more than ours. Second question I have is, it seems the sidewalk down at the front of the Twin Dolphin pool. I assume that's in your address. Okay. If we can have that portion broken up, because we're actually building the other side. The area of the sidewalk or pool, we're filling that. We're actually going to put a concrete cap in there because this is the second time that I'm aware of this washing. So put maybe an inch of topsoil or cover. Is it a nice hurricane if it happens again? We're just going to be very good.
Put your concrete slab and then thaw it on top of it.
A little bit of top of it.
Wasn't there a thought, again, I don't want to bore people with it, but I was just made aware it looks like we're one short still. So until we find one more body out there, we're still, we've got a couple more online here. So
Jeffrey,
you're going to continue.
What unit are you?
A knee wall at some point.
6301.
That is something we also wanted to ask about. I have a good
question. And unless we secure those 15 feet or so, there's really no sense in putting it in the wall because it's still.
My last question deals with the same area, the security fence that for the public. You guys send out that picture. You guys send
it in here.
So that the family got all the money.
Oh,
so you got portion of it. You got portion of here, you know, the neighbor.
Like everything else. So, well, thank you very much, and I hope everyone understands what that is. Apparently, Twin Dolphins was able to get that through on their insurance. That security gate along the walkway
wasn't insured.
Okay. So, that by doing though, that saves the community $5,000. Thank you, Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, this is Frank Restick. Anybody that's on speaker, I'm hearing every other word. David, you're coming in loud and clear. If you're standing in front of the speaker. I believe one question at this moment is the Mitchells. I believe heard comments of a lawsuit. And David, can you comment on what's going on with that?
Actually, I appreciate the question. Certainly now is not the time. That's not an agenda item, and I wouldn't discuss it anyway. So we're limited in what we can say about that, being that the litigation is ongoing.
Is there anybody
here? We need one more vote, folks.
Yes, we have an answer, but
not
questions. Is there anybody
hey, Jose.
123? I got it.
It's 105.
Yep. Yep. Does anyone know of a neighbor who they might have what their husband done? 81. I'm out of the office. And I just emailed the office to see if we have any, and I haven't got a response yet. So. No.
Oh, we don't.
Francisco?
Thanks, Bill. And, you know, Bill, you're going to have to bring the call to him, though, and let him hear it.
Where's Alex? He's calling me.
We can just take his phone here and let him hear it. He uses it then. There you go, Brett. Got it.
Who is it?
Look at him. What's his number?
Hey, John, you have to fill one out down the road, buddy.
I need a proxy answer for this meeting.
Oh, I thought I had given Tina one before. How can I call in or something like that?
You're on speakerphone in the meeting.
Okay. Am I authorized? You know,
yes. Yes.
For me. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty.
All right, what's the unit number again?
503.
503. All right, thank you, John.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we will reconvene. And have our, have you been calling, Sherry? Do you have a number?
Yeah, it's
starting. Oh, yeah, it's starting. Okay. So while we're counting, now's a good chance. Ask any other questions here other than legal stuff that you can't comment. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Mara.
Hello.
At 1.85%, absolutely. You know, I...
Can't hear the question.
There's a question about extending the loan out for that particular period. I think, you know, the board discussed this previously, and we thought the longer the better. We can always revise that. You can always pay it off sooner. There's no penalty for early repayment. Bill?
They take advantage of getting the reserve when they need to see, and they self-forgive it.
Yeah, and
maybe you get a home loan, whatever, English portion, add that.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing *6.
It's worth, we mentioned not this past board meeting, but the prior board meeting when we discussed our budget, that we were uncomfortable with our reserve account, and we wanted to increase that. And for January, we were setting up a committee to study the reserves and actually do a reserve analysis and then decide how much we really need to add with our budget. Don't forget, our budget was formulated in mid-September. I mean, we started earlier, but we finally came up with the numbers in mid-September. Well, September 28th, we experienced the hurricane. So the budget was made before the hurricane. That was our operating budget. And our reserve budget, believe it or not, we actually increased it by a couple $1,000s. We put $138,000 a year into our reserves. So I think we need to bring it up a little bit. So to make it a nice round number, we made it $140,000. So we're contributing this 2023, $140,000 towards our reserve account. It's still not enough, as Bill said. And we know, and I think the anecdotally, as I explained it at the time, we know a seawall is not going to cost $4 million 35 years from now. I mean, it's going to cost $40 million with inflation and everything else. Yet we have it on the books that in 2062, it's going to cost us $4 million. It's going to cost this now. It's going to cost $40 million. So we have to not only increase our reserve fund by the inflation factor, and obviously our operating budget has to go up we tried to maintain that, and you know, you need to be lucky because look what's happened. You know, we have a hurricane and it puts us right back where we were 5 years ago. But anyway, in January, we're going to start working on that again to find out, have the reserve study done, have a professional recommendation of what that reserve account should contain. And again, we're being buried with assessments and everything now, but as Bill said, we're just kicking the can down the road, if I can paraphrase you, you know, by not addressing that sooner rather than later. And the only reason, and I'm repeating myself, that we've been reluctant to do that is because we know there are still outstanding assessments from Irma, you know, and now here we're going to hit the building with, you know, more assessments. So we're trying to make it as tame as possible. All right. Do we have the results? Results are such. 80 yes and 8 no. So the proxy passes. Proxy passes. We will borrow up to $400,000. That will let us pay the contractors, our day-to-day stuff. Hopefully we can get our air conditioner fixed within the next couple of weeks. As you noticed, coming out of the one meeting, and we realized what is other than the roads and the walkway around the seawall, the most used amenity is the swimming pool. We were lucky that we found somebody who was competent and willing to work with us on it to get it done within a couple of days. And they did, that was a lot of work, and these guys did an excellent job. So we drained the pool, they power washed it, they disinfected it, rinsed it all off again, and filled it. And it happened over like 3 days, and the pool was up and running. Comex. Yep, same ones that have done a significant amount of work on the 500 building. So, yes.
Can't hear the question.
There is a concern about a non-line item payment for the tennis courts, and I'm just about to give the answer to that question. First of all, as you know, we don't own the tennis courts, so we cannot have a reserve for the tennis courts. The tennis courts are not on our property. We have an agreement to use the tennis courts. And we agreed to try to maintain them, that someone's working against us other than God in causing trauma to the tennis courts. But the truth of the matter is there's only one court out there now that's usable. Our guy has been sidetracked here the last few days, but probably within a week or 10 days, we'll have two courts available to play. And we went shopping for a spreader that will, you can pull behind the utility vehicle and spread out more clay. And don't forget, we pay a disproportionate amount of maintenance for relatively to the usage of those courts. And we paid $15,500 last year to maintain the courts. And it for the amount of use that they get, it's not a big bang for our buck. But we have a commitment to do that. And what's happening now, I want to get into the weeds on this one, but the neighbor keeps bringing in more fill. After the last storm, all of that white sand covered all of the courts. I mean, it took them days to scrape all that off and get down. And you can't then separate the clay from the sand. So now we've got to bring in more clay. It's effectively a losing battle. I hope that answers your question. We'll try to do the best we can.
Wait, we just answered this. It's not on here because of the now. But we know the people on the it.
I want Ingrid. I want you to know we can't do everything today. We just can't get it done. So we're doing with the funds we have, with the personnel we have. Let the people from Twin Dolphins tell you they can't get anybody until they were fortunate to find somebody that can get their roof done here. Otherwise, it's going to be 8 months to wait to even get somebody that said they thought they could start. There you go. And they still can't. I mean, what? You can't start them until day four or something. We got to be lucky you got it kicked up. Hard.
Dave, could we put a committee on some of these other things to look into it with the, the time, being of the essence?
That's him. It's not just clay. It's hour and a half a day. Yeah, the first thing he does in the morning when he gets here. So he's here 4 hours a day. Half his time is spent just about maintaining that court.
And we pay for
it. And, so then, listen, I'll tell you, your husband is the only guy I ever see out there that drags the court when he's done playing. He and Devin. When, again, no offense to the ladies here, and I realize that some of their equipment, but I see them all stand out here and socialize after. No one picks up a rake or a broom or anything. But, that's my point. You know, you have the rules. You can't just trust me. If and when, because I see it in the very near future. And again, we can't talk about this stuff. But when the courts get moved over here, we'll put it to this community. But I guarantee you, when you see the cost of maintaining clay courts, everybody's going to vote for asphalt.
It's not that we're objecting to doing tennis courts. Not that we're objecting to doing another amenity. We don't have the money. Everybody thinks they're paying this exorbitant amount of money. You don't understand the cost involved in maintaining this place and how we spend hours and weeks trying to beg people to do things for less that they really can do it for, good people, so that we can get this stuff done.
This is an ongoing battle. Yes, sir.
I'm can't hear the question.
No. Okay, I can't hear.
Hold on 2 seconds.
That's all part of this list.
Yep. Okay, the question was, what about the landscaping around the clubhouse? Is that part of the expenditures that are on the sheet that was distributed? And the answer is yes. Now, the unfortunate thing is, Joanne Jacobson and her committee of landscaping, you know, spent $7,500, you know, last year about this time. She asked for approval, was granted approval, did a beautiful job of putting it in, and it all was destroyed. So that's just unfortunately the truth. Not much you can do about that. Bill? And if you don't mind, the question is there any plans to upgrade the audiovisual here in the clubhouse? And the answer is yes. We talked about that. We did, believe it or not, make some improvements since last year. But again, I mean, it's priorities. We're limited. One of the reasons why, and I realize when the community is here, better to have the meeting here. We prefer to have an air conditioner that works. And it's better to have the meeting here. We get better participation. Otherwise, if we go to resort, their Zoom arrangement is far superior to this, and it's in the middle of summer, we need to have a meeting, it's probably better to have it over there. So, but yes, and I hope that we can count on you to contribute your expertise when that time comes so that we can do it. And you're saying you did it for $3,000? Okay, well, see, that's... Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, if you have a TV there, we could do that thing for less than $1,000 right now.
Okay. That's Ken Lovegreen said we can do it for less than $1,000 the way we have this set up currently. Well, thanks, Ken. Okay, please do. Yep. You know, and Ken's a geek, so I'm sure he'll be helpful. And anybody else? Now's the time. And again, Ingrid. We're not being insensitive. You know, we realize what's going on. That's why we're trying to do the best we can. But when I've got to decide, or when you have to decide between the pool and the tennis courts, I'm sorry. You know, the priorities are the important thing. Are not. They are. It's under the maintenance, general maintenance. It's all included in there. If we cannot put reserves out for this. I can't say that again because my tongue will fall out. We can't legally preserve funds to pay for anything on the tennis court.
Because we don't own
them. We don't own them. It's an asset we don't own.
That's where it is. I thought the list before this was.
So we are over budget by $20,000 on general maintenance. Over by $20,000. And let me just let it go. We're already over on general maintenance $20,000. But that's where that money comes from. That money comes out of that line item. Yes, sir. And so what Bill Russo is reporting that the county or the state? The county has come down already on Twin Dolphins. They have an emergency preparedness plan. And we're going to end up having to do the same thing, and it's going to also be done, obviously, at each building level. So at the building level, the presidents need to be made aware they need to have an emergency preparedness plan. Thank you. Yeah, that seems reasonable. And if you heard that, their consultant charged them $3,500 to put that together. So, okay, anything else? Oh, I have something else. Okay, go ahead, John. One more business item, and there are minutes from our last meeting of November 3rd. If you like, I'll read them. If not, I'd accept the motion to. Yeah, someone indicated that they want to get out of here because it's warm, right? Maybe we'll forego the reading, but if anyone likes to, Jim, I'll be glad to read.
We were
several months behind getting them posted on their website because they changed cams. Each time you change a cam, there's a delay in the new cam playing catch up and entering that information. I don't think our last cam entered anything. It never got brought up to date, even though we kept reminding them people want those minutes. They're on a new system now, which has complicated it even more. And I'm not going to dump on Brett, but do you have anything to say about that, where we're at? This is an ongoing problem, obviously, with their company website.
I'm going to say that we're working on it. I've been actually working with some individuals within the community, double-checking emails getting sent through that. I've sent out the blast emails for meetings, and some people are claiming they don't get it. That's one of the main problems there, and then having access to it. And I'm working on it. Just know that. Yes.
Okay, so we approve the minutes today. I don't expect them to be here tomorrow. But Yeah, they will not get posted until they've been. But let me quickly just go through this so there's no question. As the November 3rd minutes of the special owners meeting, 1 o'clock, I called the meeting to order, proof of notice, posting, mailing, et cetera, et cetera. Meeting was reconvened because, if you recall, we did not have a quota the previous month. A quorum, rather. I'm sorry. We didn't have a quorum, so we had to delay that, and the delay was November 3rd. Anyway, so we reconvened at 1:01. Joanne made the motion to approve the special owners meeting minutes from February 24th. That was our annual meeting of 2022. Nancy Taylor, and that was seconded by Nancy and approved unanimously. Nancy Taylor made a motion to approve special owners meeting minutes from October 13th. Which was the one that didn't have the quorum. Motion was seconded by Kata and passed unanimously. I pointed out that the proposed 23 budget was discussed and approved at the October 13th meeting. I asked for assurances that the meeting minutes are uploaded to the TOPS one for viewing by the membership at their convenience. So your request has not gone unnoticed. It was further requested that all meeting minutes and any information pertinent to membership viewing be uploaded as a priority and in a timely fashion. So it's not like we're insensitive to your request. The member voted to waive the financial update with 87 yes and 9 no's. The member vote to roll over and apply any operating account surplus. The 23 budget was approved 93-3. Joanne made the motion, it was seconded by Nancy to waive the audit and to roll over the surplus funds. That makes it official. It tells us there are going to be any surplus funds this year. Motion passed unanimously. Motion was made by Nancy, seconded by Tina to adjourn. We adjourned at 1:15. So, short meeting, got a lot of business done in a short period of time.
I move that we accept the minutes from...
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
David or Brent?
Does she agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, who is...
This is Ken Shura. We have an owner that joined the call here that was not on the vote, Larry. Do we need to add him to the vote?
We can, certainly, yep.
Thank you.
Okay, Brett, you can take care of that. In the meantime, Tina's got a couple announcements, and then we're going to adjourn.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that the Isle of Capri has asked that we put a representative on their board to represent La Peninsula, and Maureen has agreed to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, she got up, so she's way too busy, she said.
Yeah, no, she's on a committee, but she doesn't want to do...
How about John, didn't you want to do that to your left? No, John. Many people here wish they were in good shape as you are. Okay, folks, anything else?
Any other questions?
I want to thank you. A great discussion. I mean, we welcome posing opinions because, you know, we become enlightened too. So, just know that your board's working pretty dang hard. I mean, you guys keep... John, people want to hear...
Personal notes, Commissioner of Acosta. We have met at several meetings. I'm a 30-year resident of Island Capri, and we even started something back
on the general needs of the place. Thank you for all your effort in the kingdom. You truly made a difference. I am asking you to save the fruit of the proposed state congress, which would dramatically change the culture of a place we so love to take care of. I am 94, and when I pass, I hope I leave Capri with the same kindness and culture we now have. Thank you again for all you do.
All right.
And just a reminder that the planning committee meeting, and this is the one that the commissioners will be voting, is January 10th. And I think it begins at 9 o'clock, first item on their agenda.
I'll go.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn, ma'am.
I'll move to adjourn. This is Nancy.
I'll second it. Joanne.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. So, we have a board meeting to follow.
Thanks.
For those that are interested.
All right. I mean, this is Boyd, 409, and now it's more than a year. And I text to the law management, and I email it. And they ignored it always.
Hi, how are you?
It's Madeline.
We don't have those problems. And they can use these models.
and we have no, how do you think the community is going to feel? Like we said,
we have to be real careful.
Have your telephone number, so I
text you my number just in case if anything goes up.
Yeah, give me your telephone number and I'll send you my contact information.
Okay. My number is 905.
Hold on. 905.
905. 251.
Yes.
7733.
7733?
251-7733.
You're breaking up in there. I got the 905-251-7733.
7733.
I'm calling you right now. And then I will send you my contact information.
Mark, thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Thank you. Bye.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to send you, this is Mark, I'm going to send you my contact information. All right, so you'll have it. And then if I can help you with home watch or anything else or when I'm down there, I'd be willing to help you. Okay. Welcome to 400 building. All right, very good. You have a great unit and a great view. Yeah. Gary,
good. All right, guys, are you everyone on the call?
Yes. Yes.
Let's take it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Joanne is here also.
Nancy?
Yes.
Denise?
I'm on. It just keeps getting muted on your side. I'm on.
And then Mark, I know, is on. We just talked to him. Dina's here. Gary, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. This is going to be quick, folks. Let's call the meeting to order. Everybody is gone here. We have no audience except, I think, John Taylor, but he said he has to go to the hardware store. I don't know. In any event, we've established a quorum. Go ahead, Brad, do the normal statement.
Proof of notice is good within 48 hours, but it was mailed out with the special orders.
Okay, so we're good. We have the minutes of our November 3rd meeting that Joanne and I had a bit of miscommunication there. So you guys did not get them until this morning. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. The only thing that requires any follow-up was the request by Mark to hold off paying COMEX until, you know, someone on the board had a chance to inspect it. Gary went down like the next day or the day after, and it Gary sent the an email confirming that everything was done according to contract and to agreement. So it was well done. So we released the funds to COMEX. Everyone except the board.
Yeah.
So, can I have a motion for approval of the minutes of November 3rd?
I so moved to accept the minutes.
Second, Gary.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded by Tina. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Minutes are approved. The only the president has no report. I want to hear a little bit from Nancy, but otherwise we need we will have to have approval of the proxy vote. But let's hear from Nancy first, in case any of the board members, through all the confusion that existed here, and guys, we have got to do something different. In the meantime, Ken Lovegreen sent me something, $700 and some to upgrade our current system to make it a functional Zoom system. And I think, he said just allow $1,000. I think we should just go ahead and do it. Both Bill Russo and Ken have offered their services, to help do the installation and make it functional. So I believe I have the authority to proceed with that. And I'll tell you, the chaos that existed in here, I really applaud our membership. You would not believe how patient they were. We had a couple of people that were trying to talk out of turn, but by and large, extremely, extremely patient and understanding in trying to get this quorum issue sorted out. And we're not going to go through this in the future, by the way. So that said, go ahead, Nancy, please give your report.
I'm operating off the October report, which was obviously before a lot of the bills coming in, but just to do a real quick and dirty. At the end of October 31st, we had 574,000 in reserves and 271 in operating. We've since started spending that money. That's reflected in that spreadsheet that I put out, and that we've already spent 60-some thousand on the repairs. Those are coming out of various accounts. Brett and I are working to try to make sure that those that go into Hurricane Ian are noted as hurricane expenses, and then there's some that are going to be coming out of the clubhouse account or wherever is most appropriate. So this report is kind of only half finished because the money started really getting spent in November. So by the close of, we'll get those November accounts soon and can update everybody about that. I also did that spreadsheet with Tina walking through what we expect the expenses to be. And again, those are all estimates. I think we've tried to say that any number of times except for the line that says actual, and that reflects where we actually spent money. But those estimates are all just that. And then finally, the one thing I've been spending most of my time on is on this SBA FEMA loan. We have submitted the loan. I've submitted dozens of documents that accompany it. We've been assigned a loan officer. We're hoping that this expedites it, and it is not as slow as David's friend's experience in Houston, and that they are recognizing they want to get on this as quickly as possible. So Tina has been monitoring this and working with me closely so we make sure we keep track of how this money is being spent.
All right, very good. Anybody have questions for Nancy? Okay, just so you guys know, we are so fortunate to have someone of Nancy's caliber acting as the treasurer of this board. We would be lost if it wasn't for Nancy. And that's all the legwork, of course, that Tina does for us. So
Totally agree. Thank you, both of you.
Yeah, both of you. Thanks a lot.
Amazing.
Yep. But it's unanimous. All right. So then what we need now is just move on to new business. The membership approved the $400,000, up to $400,000, borrowing from the reserve account. Now that I've got us here in where we can talk about this as a board. Nancy, is it correct, my understanding, that this has to be paid back by fiscal year 2024? Or can we, as long as we have a payment plan in place, that we don't have to replace those funds perhaps until a later date?
I'm not sure of exactly whether it has to be done in 23 or 24, but we have to have a plan in place that shows our reserves can be whole again. And so hopefully if we get the SBA loan, that's going to be the easy fix. If not, we're going to have to do an assessment. But there is time, and that's why we did the pooled reserves. The pooled reserves is a method by which you recognize that you sometimes have expenses that don't fit the old traditional reserve accounting where each item was allotted a particular amount of money. So there is flexibility in that, but I would say that once we start tapping into this, we're going to have to go back and revisit that budget for next year to see how we're going to put that money back in and when we have to start doing it. But I think there's nothing that, you can go and you could spend all your reserves and have no money. I mean, you could have a horrible reserve situation where you don't have enough money, but that affects everybody's ability to sell their units. It affects the financial soundness of the building. So we don't want to be there at that point. So that's why we're working to try to manage it the way we're doing it. So, David, I don't have an exact answer on that year 23 or 24, but we have to have a plan that would show in place. And then we were going to revisit the reserves. Remember before the hurricane, we said we were going to do a little study of the reserves in January, February. And I think that would be the time for us to sit down and, hopefully by January, we have a better idea on how we're going to replace it with what money, how the reserve should be structured, and put that all into one package.
Okay, and that makes sense. I researched our documents. Our documents make no mention of how soon that money has to be paid back. You know, it says we can borrow from it, we can do this with it, we can spend it, you know, on a trip to Hawaii, but it doesn't say that you have to pay it back by such and such a date. So I think we're then bound by 718 for the statute.
Yeah, the statute is gonna bind us, but there's flexibility because we have pools.
Okay. All right, anyone have questions for Nancy? Any membership out there that has questions for Nancy? Okay, so then let's go on to the new business. We need a motion then to approve the approved proxy. And by the way, I will repeat those numbers again. There were 84, 80, and 9 against. So we had very strong support once they had an explanation. And it actually kind of surprised me because I didn't think people would take the time to even listen to an explanation. But they were all very professional and very, except one guy that I don't know who he is. Okay, so I entertain a motion then to accept the membership's vote of approval to access up to $400,000 our reserve fund to pay our immediate bills and contingent, obviously, not contingent, but part of that motion contains the language of the proxy, you know, whereby the plan to repay is through the acquired loan or a special assessment.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Gary. Is there a second?
I second it, Joanne.
Okay. Thank you, Joanne. So it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Can we unmute everybody, please?
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press *6 to unmute.
Okay. Is there any commentary from the membership before the board votes on this? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Next item of business, we'll try to keep this short, but we need a new air conditioner. And, you know, we've got that little 2.5 ton back in the corner there that takes care of the west side of the building, but over here on the east side, it's about 20 degrees warmer. So our 7.5 ton, and we've confirmed that that is the size that we need. We can't go with the 5 ton. You know, we need a 7.5 ton. We had a couple of estimates. Two of the people said, it's too old, you just want to replace it. Condi said, we can repair it. I am to meet someone tomorrow morning here at 8:00 just to get an absolute honest opinion about which direction we should go on this, because the repair is not cheap. The repair is going to be about $8,000. And I hate throwing, you know, good money after bad when we're going to be back here 6 months from now saying, God dang it, we should have just bought a new unit. A new one's going to cost probably double that, probably $16,000.
Where is the unit located? Because one thing, when I rebuilt mine, it was so noisy, and they said, oh, well, that's something when you rebuild it. It gets very noisy. So if it's close to the clubhouse, you'll probably hear it on the inside if you repair it rather than getting a new one. It's just, you know, if it's away from the building, then it's no problem if it sounds like a truck every day.
Denise, it's right next to the building, back by the breezeway. On the, you know, I'm talking about behind the clubhouse where the gym's at.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Okay. So that could
hey,
be
David.
Go ahead, Mark.
We've got one unit we're trying to replace in the storage area. We did get a bid from Condi. We were getting secondary bids, and actually, Clay found a source, Clay Keeler, that I thought was really strong in terms of pricing and availability to do the work. If you're interested in another contact to bring in, I'll forward you the quote or the name of the people to you know, to drive bids, if it helps you.
And, I mean, can we get the name, Mark?
Yeah, I'll get it to you today.
Okay, and then, you know, we can, what I'd like to do, and part of it's going to be if you know, Condi says, yeah, we'll put in a new one, it'll take 3 months because they're, you know, the supplies. Right. I'm going to go with whoever, even if it's a little bit more, whoever can get this dang thing done, you know, the quickest.
And just trying to get competition or bids, I'll get you who you, and I'll okay. Alternative.
Good deal. Okay. Thank you. Then there are four people that we talked to, and then can you guys give myself, and I think, Joanne, you're on site, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, then can you give Tina and me authority then to make that decision, whether to have it repaired or have it replaced, you know, with a, like, you know, not to exceed number of, you know, repair, let's say 8,500, replace 18,000.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you guys do that?
Yes.
Okay, so then let's do this. Let's put it in a formal motion. Would someone like to make that motion?
Well, David, if you want to paraphrase it, but I'll move that we allow the larger dollar amount is what you're asking, $18,000, to be spent and maximum, but less if possible.
Not exactly. What we're asking is for the board to give Tina and I authority to make that decision so we can do this expeditiously.
Do you want to put the dollar amount max on it?
We want a dollar amount max on the repair, which would be $8,500, and a dollar amount max on replacement, which would be $18,000.
All right, so I move that we spend $18,000 max on replacement, $8,500 max on repair, but we leave David and Tina with discretion to manage this item.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a second?
A second.
And we promise you we will have four estimates on this. We have, we'll have five actually, because we'll have three. I'll get another one tomorrow, and then if we can talk to Clay's contact, you know, then we'll have five. And that, I think that is due diligence.
Good.
Okay, so let's have a vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Tina's aye. Aye. Unanimous. Okay, thank you. Do you guys have anything else? I think, did we approve the meeting minutes of the, yes, we did. Okay, we approved the meeting minutes from the November 3rd board meeting. So, yeah, everything's good. If no one has anything else, then motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Move to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, thank you all. Keep up the good work.
Bye.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we need to get her and have a cup of ginger.
Ginger, right. Bye.
Ginger cookies.
Bye, everyone.
That's what he meant.
Ginger snacks.